In our story this morning, we read about the Lord cleansing the temple, didn't we? In this story, when we look at this story from what the Lord teaches in the heavenly doctrine, we're going to learn about the difference between zeal and anger. And as we learn the difference between zeal and anger from this story and from the heavenly doctrine, we're going to be better able to call on the Lord for help when we are experiencing anger ourselves. So let's take a look at what the Lord did in this story. In the Gospel of John in chapter 2, it seems like it might even have been the first time the Lord went into the temple during his ministry as an adult. And when he went into the temple, do you remember what he saw? He saw people selling oxen and sheep and doves, and he saw tables with money changers, people with money who were giving change so that transactions could be made for sales of the oxen and sheep and doves right there in the temple. And you remember how the Lord reacted to that? He took cords and he made a whip. And he chased those people out of the temple. He chased the people out who were selling the livestock there. He chased out the oxen from the temple and the sheep and the doves. And he took the table of the money changers and he turned it over. And then he chased them out of the temple as well. And he said to them, "Take these away from here. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." Now, if we were in the temple that day and we watched what happened, that would look like anger, wouldn't it? If we saw that happen, wouldn't it look like anger? But let's take a look at this story and see if we can understand how this wasn't anger at all, but it was zeal. Zeal defends, it doesn't attack. Zeal subsides as soon as the danger is over, but anger looks for an object to attack, and anger continues even after the initial attack is done. But the Lord, when he went into the temple, he was protecting the temple. He was protecting the use of the temple. The temple was built to worship the Lord and to learn about what the Lord teaches. And he went in, and it was being used as a store. So he was defending the holy use of the temple, defending the temple as a sacred space to think about the Lord. But then, when he was done, we can see from the Gospels that what looked like anger certainly didn't continue. In the Gospel of Matthew, right after this story is over, people who were blind and lame came to the Lord, it seems, right there in the temple, and he started to heal them immediately. In the Gospel of Mark, the very next story that is told after this one is a story of the Lord teaching about prayer and forgiveness. And in the Gospel of Luke, it simply says, after the temple was cleaned out, it says he taught daily in the temple, right there, the very same place he was cleaning out just moments before. And we also know this is zeal just from the letter of the word and not anger, because as we read in the Gospel of John, when the disciples were watching what the Lord was doing, it reminded them of a psalm that talked about the Lord's zeal for his house. So we can see indications that it was zeal and not anger just from the letter of the word in the Gospel of John and the other Gospels. But when we take a closer look at looking at what the Lord did in the temple that day, from what the Lord teaches us about zeal in the heavenly doctrine, we can see it even more clearly, which will help us more clearly call on the Lord for help when we need it, when we're fighting off feelings of anger. In conjugal love, the Lord teaches us that zeal only defends itself, and it instantly dies down and becomes mild when the assailant withdraws from the attack. But anger, or the zeal of an evil love, the Lord says, bursts out from itself and rushes upon another and wills to consume him and persists and is not extinguished. So let's look at those two differences between zeal and anger. Zeal defends, and then as soon as that defense is done, it subsides. It's over. But anger looks to attack. And then once the initial attack is done, looks for more objects to attack. It doesn't subside. It continues with feelings of hatred and revenge. So with these ideas in mind from the heavenly doctrine, let's look again at what the Lord did. He went into the temple and he protected the temple. He defended the temple from being used as a store. And instead, he helped restore the temple to being used as a house of worship where he could teach himself. And as soon as he was done cleaning out the temple, we know from the other Gospels that he immediately started to do the wonderful things of his ministry. Heal the lame and give sight to the blind and teach people the wonderful things that the Lord teaches throughout the whole New Testament and throughout the whole Word. When the Lord was done cleaning out the temple, his demeanor changed immediately and he turned to helping anybody who wanted to be helped. And in the heavenly doctrine, the Lord teaches us that zeal is the defense of a good love, while anger has within it hatred and revenge. The Lord was defending. He was not attacking. And as soon as he was done defending, he started to do everything he could to teach and love the people who were there. Now, this might be a complicated idea to understand, but it really happens around us more than we might think. So the little children here, you may have experienced something like this, or if not, you might be able to understand this example of zeal. If you got close to something that was going to hurt you, maybe you were in the kitchen and you picked up a sharp knife and an older brother or sister or an adult or your parents saw you do it. They would call out to you and they would rush over to you and they would get you to put that down as quickly as they could, wouldn't they? And it might seem like they were angry. But that's zeal. It's zeal from the good love of loving you and wanting to protect you from hurting yourself. The very same love that the Lord has to protect you and defend you from things that might hurt yourself. Now, as you get older, you might get punished for something that you shouldn't do. And that can also feel like anger. But really, it isn't any different than the parent asking to put the knife down or the other adult. It comes from zeal, and it comes from a love to keep you from hurting yourself spiritually. Now, this still might be a difficult concept to understand, so let's think of something that we could all react the same way to with zeal. If we thought of a tiny little newborn baby, and we thought that that little baby might get hurt by something happening around it, we would all call out or run over to protect that little one, wouldn't we? Every single one of us would do that. And why would we do that? Because it might look like anger if someone was watching us. We would do that because we all love little children and little babies and would want to protect them from that love. That's not anger at all. That is zeal. Now, when we begin to love something that's good, we are going to experience zeal. If in this house of worship, even on this very chancel, the same things were happening that happened in the temple, there would be a very strong reaction from a love of coming together in the Kempton New Church and worshiping the Lord, and that strong reaction would clean this place out just like the Lord did with the temple. But it would come from love to worship together and learn about what the Lord teaches. Or if the innocence of little ones was put in risk, there would be a very strong reaction to protect innocence. And that reaction would come from a love of that celestial sphere of angels from the highest heaven who are around little children. Or if marriage was threatened, and marriage can be threatened in so many different ways, even the very idea of marriage can be threatened. As we develop a good love for conjugal love and for marriage, we will have zeal to protect the precious jewel of human life and the repository of the Christian religion. And the Lord teaches us in these very same series of passages on zeal. In the book Conjugal Love, he teaches us that zeal for love, truly conjugal, is the zeal of zeals. Because this love is the love of loves, the Lord says. But we need to watch out. Because when we love something good, and we have the zeal to protect it, hell will follow right after and try to turn that zeal into anger. They'll try to turn our desire to protect what is good into anger and hatred and revenge. But the Lord gives us this story in the Gospels so we can learn the difference, and so that he can help defend us from hell's desire to take our zeal and turn it into anger. So when we call out to the little one to put down that object that's going to hurt them, we can follow it with a hug. When there's that punishment, we can follow that punishment by saying, "I love you." And when innocence or marriage is attacked after the danger has passed, we can make sure that within our heart we have love for our neighbor and not hatred and not revenge and not anger. The Lord teaches us in the heavenly doctrine that anger comes from an internal that is fierce and hard and hateful, while zeal comes from an internal that is mild and friendly and benevolent, well-meaning. And when the Lord cleaned out the temple, we can remember that he was not doing it from anger. He is not capable of it. He was doing it from zeal. So when our zeal is excited, and when we defend something good from something evil, let's remember this story and remember how the Lord teaches us to stay in zeal and not let hell move us into anger. Amen.